Well, finally today, sports with Bill Littlefield, a slew of interesting stories in the world of football. Bill, of course, is the host of NPR's Only a Game, and he's been sitting here very patiently.
They did it again, Meghna. They did it again. It's March, and we're going to talk about football. The NFL rules. Yep. They have us talking about football even when there is no football.
Oh, yes, but there are contract extensions to discuss.
Just fascinating.
The business. Who's going to be out on the field? Tom Brady for 2 more years,
so,
right?
Well, that's what his contract says. And as everybody who follows football knows, an NFL contract is worth precisely as much as the paper that it's written on. They could decide, you know, Brady can decide, this is nuts. I got enough money. I don't need to do this anymore. Or the team can decide, this isn't such a great idea. I mean, yeah, it's a contract, and people who love Tom Brady are probably delighted that they're probably going to see him for a while longer.
But, well, I mean, at this point in time, as far as we know, through 2019, when he's 42.
107. And there is precedent. There are quarterbacks especially who have played into their 40s. Most recently, Brett Favre, whom, of course, everybody is worried may yet decide to come back.
Okay.
Because he's done it so many times.
So we dug up some Pat's facts here, Bill. Come on. We're going to fight your cynicism with facts.
It's not cynicism. It's admiration. I think the National Football League is the most incredibly successful and brilliant corporation in sports. They keep themselves in the news 12 months of the year, even when nobody is tackling anybody else.
Okay. Point taken. But still, the Pats have a history of having older guys on their rosters. Okay,
especially when they're backup guys.
Okay, well, how about Doug Flutie?
Backup guy.
Vinny Testaverde, both 43. Well, okay, I'm not. Maybe I shouldn't even go there.
You can sit on the bench at any age. It's not hard. It is. As long as the guy in front of you on the death chart doesn't get hurt, it's cool.
Okay. Well, let's hope that doesn't happen to Tom Brady.
I don't want anybody to get hurt.
All right. So let's move on to your other favorite football story of the century, I know, Deflategate. Yeah. Because actually, there's some legal news tomorrow in the U.S. Court of Appeals in New York. Judges will hear oral argument over whether a district court judge was correct in overturning Brady's 4-game suspension. Mm-hmm. Regarding Deflategate, can you tell us a little bit more about tomorrow's hearing?
Well, I think you've done very well. Okay. Basically, it is a matter of some judges deciding whether the court, which overrode the suspension of Tom Brady, Commissioner Goodell's suspension of him, acted improperly, or whether, in fact, the commissioner acted improperly. So, like lots of legal matters, this goes sliding up the chain, and maybe it'll go all the way to the Supreme Court, where they'll deadlock 4-4 because the Republicans say they'll never allow the current president to appoint another justice.
And by that time, it'll be 2019, and
it'll
Brady's
be the end
contract
of Tom Brady's
will
contract,
have
and he'll have to sign
anyway.
Another one if he wants to play into his 50s. Exactly. You're catching on.
I'm getting it. Even without Anthony here. All right. So, let's one more football story. I promised you a hat trick. This is a football hat trick, okay, of the American variety.
Yeah.
There is a new rule in the Ivy League for all the teams there. All teams they'll no longer allow full contact tackling at practices during the regular season.
Right. Not precisely a new rule because Dartmouth has had that rule for some time.
Since about 2010,
and
right?
And the other Ivy League schools have finally said, gee, Dartmouth has been doing pretty well lately. Maybe we'll try that rule. And in fact, as they say, it's not exactly brain surgery to figure out that if you have less full contact, you'll have less injuries. And specifically, of course, in this case, fewer head injuries.
Yeah, I mean, in fact, Dartmouth coach Buddy Tevens has said that his concussion injury rates are down on the team, and they've become better tacklers, mm-hmm. right? Because when mm-hmm. they do practice with the tackle dummies,
right.
they're thinking more about where to hit and how to hit in a safe way that's increase the precision of their tackles.
Precisely, though they have not yet programmed the tackling dummies to say, that all you got?
I'm sure that's coming next. There's an iPhone app for it. They'll be there tomorrow. Bill, we've got about 30 seconds here. Would love to get a preview of what's on Only a Game this weekend.
Well, I got down to Hope High School the other day and talked to Bill Reynolds, who's written a wonderful book about the 2012 Hope High School boys basketball team. And I sat in a circle in the Hope High School gym and talked to Bill and the head coach and several of the players from that team, and we have a terrific piece sort of talking about the experience of those young men.
Absolutely looking forward to it. Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. You can hear it on Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. on WBUR. And of course, Bill is here with us on Wednesdays on Radio Boston. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Meghna.
You loved that, Carrie, didn't you? Fewer concussions.
A brain is a bad thing to waste.
That's it for today. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.